Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you gorgeous people I love so much. I'm happy to say I'm home. Oh my God, did I really just do that? Just got back late yesterday from doing my movie. I have to tell you, it was one of the most lovely experiences I've had in a while, even though it was freezing cold. So respected, so honored, so taken care of. It was a lovely, lovely experience, which I keep calling in and I keep getting, and I had connecting flights going and coming back, not a hitch, everything just flowed. So for me, that's a brilliant representation of our work about directing and allowing energy. Remember, we have to direct and then we have to direct ourselves to allow ourselves to receive it, right? To allow it all to flow. Show me the magic now, baby. All right, a few announcements. Creation Station is already half full. If you have any desire to join us at this remarkable life-changing weekend, it is July 19th, 20th, and 21st. Please, if you need financial help creating this, talk to Lauren about what the options are. If you're called to do it, you know it and answer the call. Next, webinars on politics. Oh my God, yes, I really am doing that. Wednesday, April 24th at 6 o'clock Pacific time. I don't know. Guys, there's just all kinds of weird stuff coming in around politics and aliens. And I'm not quite sure where we're going with all this, but as soon as we create the intention and create the webinar, the information starts coming in. So, yeah. Okay, so April 24th. And what I want to talk to you about today is I was working with a friend, and they mentioned a couple of different things that were going on in their lives that was really about the same thing. Basically, it came down to people that worked for them, that they cared about, that they needed to direct, point out where the job could be better, point out where there were some things that needed to get into alignment to make it a happier working condition. And they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to. They were feeling kind of guilty about speaking up for what they wanted. Sound familiar? So they took me to Core Belief 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So crosses both of them, this particular example that I'm bringing you. My friend valued herself by wanting to point out and correct what she needed to have done. And her perspective was that they were abandoning her, and those are the highest words, by not gratefully doing the job that he, she, they had hired them to do. So they were, this person was valuing herself, and everyone was abandoning what they wanted to accomplish. Also, they abandoned themselves by not speaking up for what they needed. So, guys, you got to speak up. If you don't ask, you don't receive. Now, you can be a jerk when you speak out, or you can do it through love and through heart-centered communication. When you do it that way, people receive what you're saying. Okay? And you honor yourself, and you honor them, and they honor you, because they will be able to receive what you're asking of them. I think, I know that this applies to all of us. Absolutely all of us. Okay? So look where in your lives you have an opportunity to speak up. This could be better. This could be more efficient. We need more communication here, blah, 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 especially with your significant other. Okay? We are invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. So it is. We are directing and allowing our hearts to be open front and back, merged with our whole brain. Our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. Our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point, so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. All righty, I think we be ready to go. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
First, I wanted to say that the TikTok that your daughter Gabrielle posted a while ago, how my mother feels about my relationship history, is like the best thing I've ever seen. Like, I laugh out loud every time I watch that.
Well, it's, I'll have to watch it again.
It's the one with you and then her dancing, and then Tamar comes in with the baby and dancing, and it was so cute.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, that kid is the light of our lives. They came over for about an hour yesterday after my plane landed, and that little sucker is just the happiest being I've ever witnessed, other than Gabrielle, who was pretty much identical when she was little. Well, thank you for that. I will pass that on to her, Lisa. What can I answer for you today?
Okay. When I land, I call it landing on. When I land on the life subject list, what am I supposed to be doing? Because I'm confused. If
okay.
I land on one of those, and then also I'm getting a lot of holding polarities, and I think I'm supposed to be going to that, asking if you're holding both at the same time, but then I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. Well, see, this is a lot what we do in Creation Station. So, as briefly as I can, you're usually directed to life subjects list. So if you were directed to, assuming you're testing,
yes,
a life subject, then go, okay, what's the highest thing I need to know around this life subject? And then I would test, do I go to the sheets, a book, a movie, a song, a play. Okay, so right now for you, we're going to a play. Oh, and we're going to South Pacific. And we're going to, and this has to do with what I was talking about with the core belief. he's a cultured Frenchman. I'm a little hick. So we're not equals. And that's where we're going for you. What was the life subject you were directed to?
Well, this was a while ago, and I've just been. What was the life subject? There's all different ones. One is happiness, loving others.
Well, yeah,
others,
okay. So, guys, the more specific your question, the more specific the answer. Okay? You can't ask some kind of nebulous question like, what life subjects are holding me up from creating perfect health? That's too general a question. So you're going to get testing all over the place. Have you watched the How to Use a Pendulum, free thing on the site?
Yeah, I'm good with the pendulum now. I have more confidence than I did before, and I'm trusting it. Like, it's working way better for me now.
Lisa, ask one question that you want to know about, and I'll walk you through it. This is good for everybody, so listen up, everybody.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. Let me grab one of these ones. So let me just give you an example. I think it's more about the holding polarities and opposites.
Yeah, okay, it's about your masculine and feminine are not in balance. And we've gone over this the last few shows. You've got to direct the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of yourself and your life every day.
Okay, because, so what if I tell you that I do that?
Okay, you're doing it, which means you're saying the words. When I say you're connecting that to love, it goes right to no. Anything you want to create, you clearly direct it and you match it with love. Okay.
I am saying, I claim I am balanced with the correct female and male powerful energy. I say a bunch of different things, and I balance myself.
Okay.
But I must not be in the love place when I'm doing it.
You direct the balance of masculine feminine energy. You use those words.
Right. I say I claim I am balanced with the correct female and male powerful energy.
Okay, so I want you to stop and look at your words. I am balanced with. That's not the same as I am the balance of. Okay? Because you can't balance yourself with the balance of masculine and feminine energy if your masculine and feminine energy aren't in balance. I am the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of myself and my life. That's where you were falling out. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That was great for all of us. Great for all of us. Okay, Andrew, Switzerland. Hi, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm second. I thought I was... but anyways, hi. What a beautiful evening. I hope you're making headway with your social media challenge that you've had to face this past week.
Thank you.
That I emailed you.
I am.
I just wanted to follow up from last week because it was the trigger of a domino effect. And Wednesday, I did a session with a friend of mine, another great good friend of mine, and as a result, she helped me with my little Andrew be a little bit more integrated with myself.
That's a true statement. Why don't you just fully integrate him?
I am fully, yes. I am fully integrated with my little Andrew.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. You're one entity, creating what adult Andrew wants.
So, but I just wanted to thank you because it was a trigger to help get me to where I need to be. So.
Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, if your little kid isn't on board, that's the part of you that's fighting you. All right, everybody, work with your little kid. All right, good. Thanks for the feedback, Andrew. Appreciate
it. Yes, thank you. Have
you
a wonderful
bet.
Sunday.
Yeah, that's the plan. Although, and I'm sure it will be a day filled with love, but I am having the memorial for my friend who was killed in the hit-and-run accident today because I just don't think it's right for any beautiful soul to leave without people remembering them. Deborah in Missouri, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Yes, mine is going to be altogether different. I talked to you about this situation where somebody comes in at night and scratches in the bed. Yes, okay. It lasts for two wonderful nights. It was so wonderful.
Then do it again.
Okay.
Then do it again.
Okay, because my little girl is, yeah. Okay, so just keep doing it again, saying the words.
Yeah, until they get that you mean it. I mean it. Don't F with me anymore. I command you back to the light, to be turned into light, never to invade my energy again. And by the way, this is not the same energy. That one's gone. But
oh, wow.
Okay, what belief is it that allows her to create this in her life? Here, 26, 27, 28. Yeah, okay. When I am multidimensional, I am... Well, the words they're giving me instead of sick is invaded. When I am multidimensional, I am invaded. And it goes right back to the church's teaching that if you're too powerful, all shit rains down upon you. So where did little Deborah learn that?
In church?
What? Well, sure, in church.
Yeah.
What church?
Yes.
What were you raised?
Oh, Presbyterian.
Okay, not that it matters. It's, you know, the Catholic faith is much more dogmatic than Presbyterian or Methodist. Baptist is way out there. So you got to work with the little Deborah. It's not true, Deborah. Everything is energy. There is no good energy, there is no bad energy, unless your belief system supports that truth. Little Deborah has a belief that, oh, wow, Big Deborah's getting really powerful and she's getting to know who she is and use her own creation. We're going to go to hell. It's BS. But as you believe, it's delivered to you, period. If you guys can get that, you have control over your whole lives. What is the belief from my childhood that allows me to plug into this experience? Okay?
Okay, so I have to change, I mean... Talk to my little girl about it or just do it myself?
Yes.
Or which
thing.
One we get?
Oh. Same thing. Because if your little girl believes in bad, scary, negative energy, then adult Deborah has to experience it.
Gotcha. Okay. So I have to just say that I'm getting powerful, and that's a good thing, and I really love it, and working with your...
The more powerful and multidimensional, and the more I am my own creator, the freer and happier, and the whole universe supports me and blesses me in doing that. And so it is. All right, you got it, babe.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Every time I come on, I like have this list of things I want to discuss, and it just blows my mind how consistently, whether I'm called on or not, it's spoken about, and it's just so.
Yes, because you ask and you receive. You ask and you receive. But guys, like my friend that I was talking about in the first part of the hour, was afraid to ask for what she wanted in completion. You got to ask.
So I listened to the abandonment. I want to know what it is that I need to direct and allow that will help me to speak up, because I don't speak up. And I don't speak up. And
well, why do you think you don't speak up? What happened with your mom when you were very little? What did she teach you about speaking up and asking for what you wanted? Just answer me.
That was not allowed.
Okay.
That was not allowed.
So again, little Johanna is going, don't do that, don't do that. Mommy told us that wasn't okay. So a part of you is fighting the part of you that wants to speak up. You've got to get all of you on board, guys.
Okay,
I'm
thank
telling you.
You,
the little kids are running the show.
And the IDF patterns, do you recommend we still... We haven't talked about that in a long time.
Finish your question. Do I recommend what?
That we continue to direct the IDF patterns.
It's different for everybody. For you, it's done.
Okay.
It's done. You got it.
Okay.
Guys,
I love you, Dee. Thank you.
Listen to me, everybody. You get up, you direct your day, or you direct your day before you get up is better when you're in that twilight place. Direct your day. Feel love around it. Direct your balance of masculine, feminine energy and go, today I'm happy, I'm filled with energy, I am the light, this is a great day. And get up and make it a great day. You're always, every moment, in choice of following the direction that you put out that morning. Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Baby, I got to move on. Sorry. Sorry, I get notes every time. I waited and you didn't get to me. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Oh, wow. These shows are so powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I just have a question. I've been holding back on really going forward, with all, finding out about how to do a TED Talk, where to go, and all of that. And so I just really want to get moving, and I know you've done one. And so what is the best way to go about it?
Oh, geez. I'd have to go back over my notes, Adele.
Okay.
I mean, if you Google, and actually I have a really good book that I got and put together some stuff from that. If you email me, I will send you the name of the book and whatever information I can find. you have to understand that there's the one major group of TED Talks, and then there's a lot of offshoots of TED Talks that are available to you also. How I did it is I narrowed down which TED Talk was, you know, because the subject changes every time. So I wanted to find one that was congruent with conscious creation and what I taught. And I found a perfect one. So when I say you started researching it on the computer, I get a no. Is that true?
No, I haven't researched it on the computer. I haven't done anything. So I
didn't
know what was the best way to go about it.
The best way to go about it is decide you're going to do it. And you haven't, if you haven't taken any steps, you haven't committed.
Yeah, I have the talk done, but I haven't, I haven't done the other part because I'm
Okay, well, nobody's going to hear the talk if you don't do the other part.
Right.
Okay.
No, I realized that. Didn't know what was like.
Yeah, email me, baby, and I'll send you whatever I can find, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
You bet, babe. Oh, I'm so glad. Everybody, look, you're moving, you're shaking, you're asking, you're getting. I love it. Lila in Texas, I hope I said that right.
It's Lila.
Lilayla. Oh, God, we went over this before. That's so pretty, Lilayla. That's a song. Somebody should sing a song. It's like Jolene. Okay, what's your question?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I just wanted to ask you what I still need to get into alignment to get what I want, which is total freedom. I feel like I'm making progress. So.
Yes, you are, and you're already free. If you can grasp this concept. You can't be trying to get freedom and be living as freedom. Those are oxymorons.
Right.
Right?
That makes total sense. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You have always have and always will be free to create yourself. And that's the thing you need to get into alignment and own. I am the powerful God of me who creates me and my freedom in every moment. Go to your love place. That's what it feels like. But you see, if you're feeling you're not free, you're not feeling that love when you're claiming freedom, are you?
I feel like I do.
Well,
I feel like I do because I before I get out of beanbag in the morning, direct and allow my energy, and that's the main one. That one and
okay,
then,
all right. Yeah. I'm gonna walk everybody through this. Go to the experience in your life where you're not free. Now.
But I am free.
Hold on. Now, go to your love place. Cannot feel the same, Lilayla.
That's exactly right. One's liberating and one's constricting.
That's right. One, you're trying, you're fighting against. The other, you're in acceptance of your freedom and living in the love of it, which creates more of it.
Got it.
Okay. Love yourself, babe. It's all about loving yourself, guys. Everything. All righty. Ilka in Florida, you're on.
Hi, dear.
Hi, babe.
I, I just wanted to quickly say how thankful I am for us, for you teaching us to stand for ourselves. You might remember that I had this pain with that crown that I had a temporary for 2 weeks. And then last Monday, I was supposed to go to my appointment. So the dentist called me that the lab didn't make it on time, and they wanted to delay me, not just with a day or two, but 2 more weeks. I said, oh, no. You know, I was mad, and I told him, this is totally unacceptable. You know, I've been in pain, and we're traveling. We're leaving next Saturday and all that.
Okay, okay. So what happened?
So they finally back and forth, and they rushed it, and it was ready actually on Wednesday. It's supposed to be Thursday, but she called me on Wednesday. So thank you for teaching us to stand for ourselves.
Well, yeah, and that goes right back to what I talked about in the first of the hour. You've got to value yourself enough to claim your self-worth and honor everybody else's. Yeah, that's like when I called my doctor after Christmas, and she said, go to the ER. And I said, I'm not going to the ER. You have all my tests. Yeah. Somebody needs to see me now.
Exactly.
And then they apologized to me because what I was concerned about proved to be true. So I followed my own truth, my own guidance, and I stood up for me.
Yeah.
Okay? So good. Good for you, Ilka. Good for
it
you.
It came right to my mind, and I said I was upset, but I was civil, and I told them, you know, that's not acceptable, you know.
Yep.
But anyway,
good.
My question for you is, for the channel, I'm okay. I trust, and I want, you know, I'm saying that I'm well body and joy, I'm love, I'm success and everything. I just wanted to know, because sometimes I still have those pains. They put me in a penicillin and 800 ibuprofen. And
okay, Ilka, take a breath and ask me in one question, one sentence, what do you want to know?
Am I going to have a root canal, or I'm not going to have a root canal done?
Okay. That's actually not the right question. The right question is, that's the highest word, do you need one?
Yeah, yeah, because it keeps happening that if I'm in pain, I might need root canal.
Okay, I got it. But do you see how much focus you have on the pain and not being okay? All right, so this is where you're falling out, Ilka. Because when I say you need the root canal, I get a no. And then I ask again, and I get a yes. And that's exactly where you're at. Physically, I'm not a doctor or a dentist. Energetically, I'm getting, in the highest sense of the word, need for your health. Do you need to have it? And it goes to no. And then the channel says, but you go into so much fear that then you go, oh, I better have it just in case. And then you need it because you believe you need it.
Well,
so you're the one that's going back and forth and back and forth.
We're traveling next Saturday, and I wanted to make sure everything is good, and I am not giving up to the fear, but I don't know, whatever. I got to work on the fear then.
You have to work on your knowing, guys. That's why I tell you every morning you get up, I know and I am clear. Because if you keep taking yourself in and out of doubt about anything, the answer will change, and it'll be yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, because it is picking up your vibration of not knowing. Do you understand?
Yes, I'd rather say I know that I'm okay and be happy and everything, to see the grandkids and all that.
Yes, stuff. I am directing that I feel great, that all of my body and my brain is in balance. This is a fabulous trip with the grandkids because I'm creating it that way, universe. That's my clear direction.
Okay.
All okay. Right. And then you don't doubt. Then you stay in your knowing. Keep me posted, will you?
Thank you so much. I love
you. You're welcome. I love you too, baby. Sandy and Ginsburg, you're on.
Hi, B. How are you?
Pretty fab.
Oh, cool. So anyway, as I talked to you before, I am trying to cope with the fear over my
No, you're not trying. You're not trying to do anything. I want you guys to lose that damn word from your vocabulary. If you are trying, you are not doing, Sandy. Okay. In one sentence, what do you want?
I guess I want to be rescued because I'm so scared.
Okay, why don't you go to creating what you want instead of somebody rescuing you from what you don't want?
Okay.
Okay, so what do you want?
I want to be able to somehow get enough money to support myself, but by the time that I run out of my inheritance, because it's about a couple months away.
Okay, are you working?
I'm working my first job in 25 years. I was on disability for a lot of that time.
Okay.
And they cut back my hours because I'm not up to snuff, apparently. They leave me angry notes every day about how I'm not stocking things well enough.
Okay, so let me break down what you just said. Knowing that I love you, what you just said is, I haven't really taken responsibility for my money. I haven't worked. I haven't replenished and created a buffer for myself. Well, okay, but money is like your significant other, guys. If you're saying, yeah, I don't have to take care of you, and I don't have to give you any attention. Why do you think money's going to want to come to you and stay around you? Because it knows you're not going to take care of it.
Right.
When I say you love money, it goes right to no.
Right. Why don't
okay.
I love money?
Well, I'm telling you, it goes to no. So where does she drop out around that? Am I going to a core belief? Yes. Here. This page? Here. 27, 28, 29. Yeah, see? It's taking me to core belief 30, I am that I am. So right now you are defining you as the God of Sandy, who is not respected, is not up to snuff, and doesn't have enough money.
Okay.
You have to switch that definition of yourself, sweetheart, because however we define ourselves, that's what the world answers.
Okay.
That's where things are falling out. I am up to snuff. I am creating more than enough money right now. Not in the future, guys. Right now in this moment, whatever I direct has been created and is in manifestation in my life. Don't see what you want in the future, because then you're waiting for the future to get it. That's
right.
The highest, most correct, most complete thing Sandy.
Can you say that again? Whatever I do.
Probably not. Honey, I'm in the channel and
okay.
listen back to the show. Okay.
Okay, I will do that.
You're almost you're about 40 minutes into the show, somewhere around there.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
No, that's cool. I'll listen to the whole thing again.
All right, baby. But in other words, how powerful can I be? If you're having trouble doing something physical, find something you can do on the computer to make money. What else?
Unfortunately, I have lots of trouble with computers.
Okay, again, see how you put yourself in the way? So then start doing, what can I do? What am I good at? What can I make money at that I love? Start asking those questions, because I am ready to be responsible for my financial self. All right, baby, you can do this.
Okay.
Miss Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. My question is around tomorrow's eclipse. I know there's a lot of other channels that I respect who are talking about a big wave of positive light that's coming in. I'm just curious about what the channel has to say for you.
What the channel has to say is, as you believe, it's delivered to you.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't believe that I need an eclipse to create the light that I am.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so good. Yes.
I mean, you know, this has become so freaking dramatic. It's almost funny. Let me ask. What's the highest message around, now see, and I'm getting this stuff for Creation Station too. We're going to aliens.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, I'm waiting for the words. The highest message is that we are all one energy of light. There is no darkness. There is no darkness unless we take our light and direct it. And that's what the alien energy is bringing forward to enlighten us.
Oh.
They cannot interfere, I know that, and they can create the space for knowing.
Wow.
And guidance. Just like when you teach a baby.
Mm-hmm. That's quite beautiful.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, guys, we are consumed with conspiracy theories all over our world right now.
You know,
people are bored. So they have to make all this shit up, you know. Me, I'd rather live in the flow, live in the light, be the light, have creation be easy. You know, I was going through a week of being really tired. And I went, all right, this is not me. This is not who I am. And when I broke it down with the channel, it was, I'm tired because everybody was saying to me, you're doing so much. So I cut back and I didn't have enough to keep me busy and interested. So I got tired.
Oh.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So now I went, well, screw that. I'm going to go back and do everything I want to do. And now, you guys, I'm telling you, I got up at 6 Eastern time, took 2 flights home, came home, hit the ground running, got everything ready for this beautiful memorial I'm doing today, and made it 10 o'clock last night. Full balls out energy. That's who I am. And when I live who I am the energy I am.
And wow. That energy, you are in imbalance, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's different. That's why that beautiful statement in the good book, be still and know that I am. You're saying that to yourself, be still, Dee, and know I am. I am what? Oh, I'm the energy. I'm the creation. I'm the force. I'm the light. I'm the love.
Wow. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much for asking that question. I love asking that question. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Vicki.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I think we've got time for one more. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee. I'll make a
call. Hi, baby. Okay.
Hey. Okay, so sad note, my Miss Mabel cat died last week right after I got home from a trip, literally the next day. And I know pets can hide illness. Thank you. And I ask often for protection over these animals or some kind of guidance if they need
help. She was totally protected, and it was this is what the channel's giving me. She left you to empower you.
I know. Well, you know, that breaks my little heart because I just love these pets so much. And I know she's empowering me. I knew that in my own being, but it's like.
Yes, and now it's time for Jennifer to empower herself. And
right.
Then. They don't have to give you the exercise of, oh, look, you're powerful without me too, Mommy.
Right. It just.
Oh, honey, I'm so with you. You know how much I love my animals. When Savannah died, I wept for a good 3 or 4 days. And then I found Freedom,
right.
Who supports me and loves me in a different kind of way. So ask your little Miss Kitty, bring me another soulmate that I can't. I got the message. I am empowering myself. And bring me another little kitty or doggy or whatever that supports me in the practice of me being my own creator. Okay?
The part where empowering myself, am I missing something? Am I just...
No.
This seems to be happening to me over and over. And,
where the pets leave you?
Yes, I've lost 2 this year. And it just seems to be something that... And they're young. They're
pets. Don't read anything into it. Is there anything to bring into alignment? No, we got to it already.
Okay.
They are inviting you to live in your own empowerment and love just as you do when you interact with them. Can you love you as much as they love you? That's the highest question. Unconditionally, no matter what. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
All right. You bet. Yep. And a lot of times, guys, your pets will experience illness because they're picking up energy from you that you need to bring into alignment. They're mirrors. Is that the highest word? Yeah. We're going to balance everything because today brought out a lot of amazing stuff here. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. And so it is. God, do I love you guys. How much do I love you and how much do I love me? And let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.